Welcome to this week's installment of your free medical audio series. We hope that these programs will empower you to learn more about your options in health and wellness. Thank you for listening, and please enjoy today's segment.
The board has decided that Dr. Buttar's treatments of patient A, B, and C constitute unprofessional conduct, including but not limited to departure from or failure to conform to the standards of acceptable and prevailing medical practice or the ethics of the medical profession, irrespective of whether a patient is injured, thereby within the meaning of the North Carolina General Statute 90-14A6, and grounds exist under that section of the North Carolina General Statute for the board to annul, suspend, revoke, or limit his license to practice medicine and surgery issued by the board or deny the application he might make in the future. The medical board has already determined, and even their own expert admitted, that no harm to the patient was done. They are trying to railroad this philosophy, this type of medicine, out of North Carolina. So the best thing that they can try to do is try to take me out. Why did they pick on me? Because I've been one, the loudest, the most outspoken about it. I'm the president of the North Carolina Integrative Medical Society. I've testified against the medical board in front of the North Carolina legislature. I've told the North Carolina legislature that they needed to put this rabid dog down, and this rabid dog now has made the mistake of biting me. And I am going to make sure that this dog is going to be put down now. Dr. Buttar's conduct in regard to patient A, B, C constitutes Dr. Buttar providing services to a patient in such a manner as to exploit the patient within the meaning of North Carolina General Statute 90-14A12, and grounds exist under that section of the North Carolina General Statute for the board to annul, suspend, revoke, or limit his license to practice medicine and surgery issued by the board or deny any application he might make in the future. Upon finding of the exploitation, the board may order restitution be made to the payer of the bill, whether the patient or insurer, by the physician, provided the determination of the amount of restitution shall be based on credible testimony in the record. They had no credible testimony in the record in the first place. They had an oncologist, the one person who says that he reviewed the chart, 1,000 pages in 2 hours, who has no understanding or information on integrative medicine whatsoever. Their own expert witness tried to, and this is in the testimony, on his deposition, tried to deny the fact that cancer was an obligate glucose metabolizer. And when it was brought to his attention that that is actually what a PET scan does, it picks up radioisotope-labeled glucose, because cancer picks up that glucose because it's feeding on it, denied that. He said, that's not glucose. He contradicted himself so many times. He's not a credible witness. And then you talk to people that have never been to the clinic, like the wife of one of the patients who's never been here in 13 weeks of treatment, or a nephew who I don't even know has ever been to the state of North Carolina, who, again, makes statements that his aunt told him X, Y, and Z, despite his aunt, and you can read this in the testimony, despite his aunt giving me an antique dictionary, of medical dictionary that was over 100 years old as a gift, inscribed by her. And the person that was accompanying the patient on a daily basis, the fiance of the patient, said that the family was opposed to the patient's decision to seek this type of treatment. This all comes down to the patient's right. The patient decides what they want, not the medical board, not the family members. I don't have any obligation to any family member when the patient comes to me. My agreement is between the patient and me. And if the patient dies, then the family comes back and tries to renege what the patient themselves wanted, what they desired. That's not how it works. I am obligated to the patient. The patient has to be obligated to me to make sure they do what I'm asking them to do. The final order of discipline, according to the proposed recommended decision that's going to be made to the full board, based upon the foregoing findings of fact and conclusion of law, the panel recommends the following order of discipline. Number one, it is recommended that the North Carolina medical license of Dr. Rashid Ali Buttar be indefinitely suspended. This suspension is hereby immediately stayed upon the following conditions. So they want to immediately and indefinitely suspend my license and then stay that immediate suspension as long as I follow the following three rules or criteria that they've set. That Dr. Buttar shall not use hydrogen peroxide as a treatment modality. That Dr. Buttar shall not treat any cancer patients, whether they had cancer in the past or cancer currently, or they are diagnosed with cancer once Dr. Buttar starts treatment. And C, Dr. Buttar shall not treat children less than 18 years of age. This, of course, the deal that they proposed in order for me to not go forward with the next step that we were going to do, which we are going to do, which is depose the medical board attorneys and the medical board panel. They don't want this to get out. So what they said was that basically they would drop C. In other words, let me see children up until November or some. I'm sure that they would come after me again for something that they would trump up. And that they would also not suspend my license, but just require that I not see any cancer patients anymore. The problem is that in B, the stipulation says that Dr. Buttar shall not treat any cancer patients, whether they had cancer in the past or cancer currently, or they are diagnosed with cancer once I start treating them. So that means that every one of my cancer patients that's currently on a maintenance program that has defied the odds, that has already failed everything that everybody else could do for them, and that we have been able to help, that I would have to agree to stop treating that patient, that I would have to basically condemn these people to a most certain death because I could not continue doing any type of maintenance on these people. And that is simply something that I cannot do. I will never make a deal with the devil. I refuse to make a deal with the devil. You see, the problem is that I've taken two different oaths. One of those oaths was the Hippocratic Oath, and the other oath was as an officer in the military. I will read to you the oath that I took as an officer. I, Rashid A. Buttar, having been appointed as an officer in the U.S. Army under conditions indicated in this document, do accept such appointment and do solemnly swear that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, and that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same, that I take this obligation freely without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion, and that I will well and faithfully discharge the duties of the office on which I am about to enter, so help me God. Now, it's interesting that about 230 years ago, one of our forefathers, Thomas Jefferson, made the statement that I've read earlier during this taping. And for those of you that haven't heard that, I'll repeat it, that if people let government decide what foods they eat and what medicines they take, their bodies will soon be in as sorry a state as the souls of those who live under tyranny. It's amazing to me that whenever I read some of the quotes from our forefathers, that they had the insight to know 200, 250 years later, the types of trials and tribulations that we would be faced with. I've taken an oath to defend my country against all enemies, but this time the enemy is not across the ocean. This time the enemy is not threatening our borders. The enemy is already among us. I've written this as a email that will be sent to anybody who decides to opt into this website so that we can keep you abreast of all the information. And the information that I wrote, and I'll just read it, the enemy is amongst us and it threatens the very fabric of existence by mandating how we take care of our own bodies. And it begins by using the pawns of the medical board and various other governmental agencies and regulatory bodies to prevent the masses from seeking out the truth that can make their bodies healthy and strong again. It is my children that I fight for now. It is my patients that I fight for now. And in this quest, we will always be protected by God Almighty. I thank you for the time that is taken to listen to this long information, long and detailed information. I encourage you to look at all the resources and all the references on this website if you still aren't convinced of what the truth is. But most importantly, I would like for you to put your email address and your name down so that we can continue to let you know what's happening. I hope that you do speak out. I hope that you take the time to enter in your comments in the blog that's been provided so that we can let the world know what is happening and the fact that you are not willing to tolerate this. I certainly am not, and I know that many of my patients, in fact, the vast majority of my patients, are absolutely enraged by this. But there are many other doctors, too, that are upset about this and that are threatened that if the medical board comes after me or any other doctor that's doing this type of therapy, that they would be next in line. And it scares them and it prevents them from having to be able to provide the type of care that the patient needs because they're scared that their license could be threatened. that is not the right way for a doctor to practice, to feel that they're threatened, that their license could be taken just because they're doing the best thing for the patient and that the patient has requested. It is not the right way to be practicing medicine. So I hope that you take the time that's necessary to let other people know about this website too. And I appreciate your well wishes and your intentions and your prayers that many of you have sent. It means more to me than you'll ever imagine. It actually makes it all worthwhile. It makes this fight very much worthwhile, knowing that the people that I've helped and the people that that care about what we're doing and how we're treating our patients, that it does make a difference to them, and that they are willing to voice out how they feel and give us the support in their prayers and in their intention that we've asked for. So I appreciate that. And for those of you that have any other interest in anything else that we do, we have a number of resources below that you can get further information regarding the fight against the North Carolina Medical Board, for the North Carolina Integrated Medical Society, for the Carolinians for Healthcare Access, which is a patient advocacy group that's been put together by a number of my patients and other doctors' patients that are enraged by the atrocities committed by the North Carolina Medical Board, as well as other resources for more information, including the medical series DVDs and, of course, our clinic website that can give you more information on what type of services we provide. I thank you for your time again.
Thank you for taking part in our free medical audio series. We hope that the information presented today will empower you to become more involved in making informed decisions about your own health care. If you received this audio segment from someone else and would like your own copy, or you know of someone who would benefit from the information in this series, please visit www.themedicalseries.com and click on the free 24-part audio series link near the middle of the page. Thank you again for listening. We look forward to sending you another segment in the series next week. Until then, we wish you the best in health and wellness.